What's the movie Bill Murray was in? Groundhog Day? Is it Groundhog Day? Where he said at some point, after going through things, cycling and cycling and cycling, he's trying to explain that he says, I'm God. And he's saying, I'm not the God. You know, I'm not the one creating the DNA and the trees and all that. I am a God. And that's the message of that book. That's the message of what we're saying here, is that we are in our own world. Remember, the very beginning of all of this, when I asked you, are you 100% responsible for everything you experience in your life? And every single one of you said yes. You are God over yourself. Dear closer.
Thank you. I just wanted to know what is the conclusion for that question.
He wants to know what the conclusion is to the question, how do you know what is ego or divine? Did we come to a conclusion? Okay, she's going to answer.
But I'm listening to you because I don't know what the divine is either.
Well, I don't know what the divine is either. You know, as soon as we describe what the divine is, as soon as we put a name on it, even putting the name on it, divine, is trying to describe it, we are then removing ourselves from the divine. I'm saying it is that background to everything that you are experiencing. It's the background to your thoughts. It's the background to your feelings. It's the background to your emotions. It's the background to your physical sensations. It's the background to you witnessing all of that. The average person, in my opinion, walking the street, doesn't know that they can witness their thoughts. They have thoughts and they respond to the thoughts. I'm saying going past the witness to the whiteboard, to the source. I'm calling that the divine. Beyond that, I don't know what that is. We can all be from Martian DNA or something. I don't know. Yes?
I just wanted to add to anybody that may be listening. I don't know if this applies to anybody in this room, but there are many people in this world who believe in a God that exists way outside of themselves, and that they believe that God has every control over their life, and so they totally give up control of their life, and they pray to this God to help them. And I don't think that that's where this ideology is coming from. This ideology is there is a God that we can't understand and that we are part of in all aspects. Our physicality, our mentalness, our vibration, everything is part of God. So we are trying to get in touch with that part of God, and we are not looking outside, giving up control of our life to an external supposed person that walks on streets of gold.
One of the things that I've done in my meditation teachings and some of my studies is it's a lot of vibrational work, and that our bodies, our egos, our human state that we're in is like this big compared to how big we are. Our whatever you want to call it, your light body, your structure, whoever you are, goes out and expands and expands and expands. And from my belief system, we're all one. We are all God. We are the God. We are all part of the same thing, and we're little pieces of that going out and experiencing things, and it's all feeding back to the same thing. So our bodies, our consciousness right here is like our toe compared to how big we really are. And what you said earlier was something about you don't see the bigger picture. I had a friend tell me years ago, pretend you're driving a car, God or whoever you want to say it, sitting next to you with the map. You just have to go where you're told to go. You can't see the map. You don't know the big picture, and you don't know what's best and where to go. So if you just tune in and you listen, you're going to get there in the best, easiest, most beneficial way. If you start saying, well, I don't think I'm supposed to turn here and all that, then you're second-guessing something that's there for your benefit to guide you that does see that bigger picture.
Uh-huh. On your point of the whiteboard, I mean, Deepak Chopra talks about nothingness, nothingness.
Yes.
That whole, you know, there was a Big Bang Theory, well, what was before the Big? And the field of all possibilities. We are in the field, and we are part of that, and we are a holographic piece of that nothingness, that nothingness. And when we align with that, as you're talking about, and clear to that, then we can get to it. One thing that comes to my mind in hearing this discussion, people are bringing up, I mean, I work very hard on clearing this, but when I would hear, you know, this or something better, or trust and let God, I would always think, well, yeah, but God's always going to do that for somebody else, but not me. So how could I get to that point? And I think that may be where, you know, your divine ego is coming in, saying, well, that's great, and God is the universe and spectacular, but that's not for me. because, you know, whatever you're coming to. So if you can get to that clearing, and that's why I think that it's simple, the concept you're bringing across is simple of clearing and divine. And for me, I see it's easier than having the conversations with other people because I can cut through all those circuits. I can do the hard, I'm willing to do the work, and I can do it in a clear channel. And that may be just a piece that some people listening to this and here too may be struggling with, of that divine, and is it, you know, it is for your better good, and your better good is not some kind of shame kind of good. It's good. It's all good.
It's all good. Yes, thank you. Well, I'm very excited, very thrilled with the way this is going. I have a lot of surprises in store for you. Some of you know about the movie The Secret. How many of you have seen it? But not everybody has seen it, okay? I'm going to arrange for all of you to see it. Not here, but I have a copy of the DVD for everybody. You will all get a copy of the DVD, and we'll arrange for that after lunch. And there's some stories about this that are pretty breathtaking, including how I got into it. If you haven't seen it, I am in it, as well as Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, John Assaroff, and a bunch of other people that you probably know the names of. So we want to talk about The Secret. We want to talk about some of the power and techniques in it. And then I have a major gift for you that will help you make all of your dreams come true. And I got chills racing up and down my spine, huh? What a tease. Yes, yes. She says, there's a teaser and I'll go eat chicken. But... You know, I am a he just said it. I want you to come back. This is the marketing guy. This is the marketing guy in me using the hypnotic power of curiosity. None of you know what the big gift is. You can see there's boxes over there. They're filled with something. All you know so far is you've had coconut. And Amy, the coconut is to help us reconnect to the divine. It's also good for you. It's organic. Suzanne picked it up. So in case you weren't here to hear what that story was. So, we got The Secret. I have that book that she has over there that I'll be handing out. I'll do all of that after lunch. And yes, that is my hypnotic command, to be sure that you come back at 1:30 so you have time to eat, go for a little walk, stretch a little bit, share, drink a lot of water, then come back for an exhilarating afternoon. This is just a warm-up. See you soon.